go. I said we too turned up, too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up, too turned up, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Let's get it, too turned up. Yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up, too turned up. Yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com, the livest radio show with the livest host. Let's go. Let's go.
Yo, what's up? It's your boy Ring Banquo. Be back again for another episode of Too Turned Up Radio. And with me, you know it's always
boy ELZ FALCO Falco. You already know.
And today we with our special guest, Delo D. What's up, baby?
Yeah, what's up?
Introduce yourself, man.
My name is Delo D. I'm from Frankfurt, the Main, Germany. I'm a rapper, singer, songwriter, and I'm a recording engineer, mixing and mastering engineer at Prince Studios, Germany. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
All right, Falco, what you got for us?
All right, since we got my man Delo D here, I don't know if he told y'all, but boys from Germany, we want you to get us down memory lane. You could tell us about Germany and, you know, just your early beginnings.
My early beginnings. Wow. Where should I start? So I started music with when I was 5 years old, and I remember I was sick in my bed and I listened to somebody playing piano, and it was my mom.
Piano man.
Yeah, actually. Mm. And when I was 5 years old, I told her, you know, I want to learn how to play piano, and this is how I came to music. And then when I started getting older, my father was making music, my brothers was making music, and yeah, it was just like, it was already in my blood. Yeah, that's
shit. So like, so what's your latest, like in Germany, how's the music game going for you?
It's a lot. I mean, there's a lot of rappers, a lot of artists, a lot of singers in Germany, so it's hard to get through, but you know, the hustle is real.
Yeah. I'll go.
All right, man. To speak a little bit more about Germany, you know, because a lot of our viewers are not actually from there. Would you like give us a, you know, a little day to day, like how's life over there? Just some insight.
So, I really got a regular job. So everybody is like, having a 9-to-5 job, like here. And yeah, so life is a little bit boring, I would say, because people are very cold, like the weather. And so, yeah, I mean, if you're walking in Germany around, you see like people, everybody is like in his own movies. They're doing their own thing. If you want to step into a restaurant and a girl is behind of you, I'm a person, I would hold open the door for her, but if somebody else, a real German person is walking there, like 90% of them, I would say they would just let the door close. So
you ever had somebody like look back at you and then close the door?
I had that a lot of times. Yeah.
Just gonna hold the door and look at me in my eye.
Damn. So, matter of fact, you mentioned the ladies, bro. How are the ladies over there in Germany? Because we know how it is here in Atlanta. But it's all game, man. Like, if you holler at a chick, you like,
maybe
she gonna ghost you. She gonna play games with you to,
I'm gonna take you
to get to know you.
I'm gonna tell you for real, it's like, it's different than here.
Yeah.
Because they're really so closed, and like if you don't have a real nice car or a big house or something, yeah, it's like they wouldn't even talk to you.
Shit, it's all the same as America.
First off, if you guys would go there and you are from like Atlanta, from America.
Yeah,
sounds good.
That, for them, that's That's really nice.
But why is that though?
You need some status. You need some motion. You know what I'm saying? Some status, some motion. You need to be making moves. You gotta have the juice, the sauce, the cheese, that the bread. Sound like you need everything.
So look, why would it be easier for us?
Because you're like unique persons over there. I mean, we got a lot of bases in Germany, like American bases from the military.
So we're foreign and exotics.
They wanna.
He's exotic.
They wanna.
He's foreign.
Yeah, no, like you're saying, bro. You're exotic. So
that's great.
They like that shit. So yeah, my cousin called you guys Justins.
Mean. And what Justin mean? What that mean?
Justin means because you're from America, and especially black guys, the German white girls, they let you in. That's why they call you Justin, because they open the legs.
You get Justin. Yeah.
Shout out to all the Justins.
Yo, shout out. My name Justin when I come through.
Yeah. Or injustice.
So you've been visiting America a couple of times. How would you say Atlanta is if you're trying to pick up a chick?
Is it
worse or is it better?
It's better because
really,
I would say it's better.
I haven't been to Germany yet, but I don't think.
Maybe it's because I'm
exotic
also
here.
Yeah, right?
Exotic.
You are different,
but
things change.
It's a lot more chill because you can talk to the girls and you have conversations even when nothing is going on, and that's a real nice thing.
Yeah,
because in Germany, like if you're trying to have a conversation, it's really difficult because they don't even let you have a conversation with them. Mm-hmm. Because they have like already some things in their head, like they every girl is thinking like you're trying to hit her or something.
So look at it like this, you know, my boy over here, Ronnie Banquo, that's a hand grabber. You know, see a little nice little pretty chick, you might try to reach out for the hand. How you doing, miss? If you do that in Germany, how that's gonna work?
Miss me like your frock.
They're like showing you the hand. They say, "Don't talk to me."
Yo, I just learned something. Wherever you see the red dot, that's what we on.
Yeah,
all
right. So you see the hand, like you can't. So she,
yeah, she's the girls mostly are like that. I know already people from Germany, they will see this and they will come to me and say
like, hey man,
I'm not talking about all German chicks, but I'm talking about
in general.
This is the general consensus. It's like a majority.
I'm talking about 80%. I'm talking about 80%. And everybody of my homies, they know that.
So shout out to y'all girls. That's the exception.
Yo, Justin, what I pulled through. 2024.
I can be your hero, baby.
Yo, we get Trump and Biden in 2024. Ray Banquo 2024. Holla.
Yeah.
All right, man. So
2040 on me.
So 40 on me, baby.
40 on me,
so
baby.
So look, I heard you two working on a project, man.
Yeah.
Tell me about this project, man.
You're supposed to ask me what he doing in America, man. How's America been for the project? You know what I'm saying? What you been doing in America, man? You been here for how long?
Bro, I was here for 3 months. I need to fly back in 5 days.
Don't sound like you want to go.
I don't
want
to go.
I
want to stay here. I feel home over here. Yeah. I mean, in between like 3 months, it feels like I've built already my own life over here.
Yeah.
I have really good friends like you guys. I really love
Damn.
You.
Man.
Yeah, I'm definitely gonna miss you too. But Atlanta, so I've been to some places, to Los Angeles, to Miami, to New York.
Was on tour.
To Atlanta, and I can tell you Atlanta's the best shit I've ever experienced.
What?
So I feel home over here. I'm so for everybody, so I'm half Spanish and half Nigerian, and I really love my black blood, which I have, because I know I'm a king. And so there's a big black community over here, and especially because I'm making music and I have a passion for music.
There's a BBC over here. Thanks for the glizzy.
So all of you German girls, you already know, come to Atlanta.
Oh man.
Nah. I'm joking.
You're not
local. Yeah, but especially because of music, it's really nice. And yeah, we coming to that point. My boy Els Falco and me, we made a project together, and we
got my project.
Tell them about the project, man. Atlanta to Frankfurt, man. Tell them about it. ATL to Frankfurt, we out.
Yeah.
Shoot.
All right, tell them, man. What we doing, man? What is sounding like? What should they expect? I can tell them if you want me to tell them. I want you to tell them.
I can tell you there's some real nice exotic trap shit on. There's some 40s, 50s, and 100s on. No, but the sound's gonna be different. The sound's gonna be Afro music. It's gonna be trap. It's gonna be drill.
Some Spanish.
I don't want to tell you all of it because. Poppy.
Nah, they haven't heard the music, right?
Yeah, you can tell them whatever they want. Yeah. You need to tell them everything so they can go listen to it. Listen, we got good songs. If you like the party, we got that. You like the vibe out, you want to be in your crib, we got that. If you're a lady, you know what I'm saying, you think about making a little baby, we got that.
We got that.
You know what I'm saying? We got that. And you need some of it. I don't know if you want all of it, but I got something for you.
Yeah.
So definitely check it out. Me and Dello B, you know, we got the English. He doing German, English, and Spanish. He bilingual. No grilled cheese. He bilingual. Listen, man.
No more like Doris.
Yeah, you need to check that out.
Gracias.
Like you just check that out. You know, I'm doing my little spitting. You know, we in Atlanta. We got drill. You know, sound like UK, New York type situation. We got everything, man. Like so, check that out. ATL to Frankfurt.
Yeah.
It ain't really just all Atlanta based music. We got some Atlanta taste too. That's Frankfurt. We everywhere with it. It's just good music, and that's all we trying to do.
Yeah. Without Kanye,
so
yeah. For everybody is a song.
Wu-Tang is for the kids.
Minimum one song. So the people who listened already to the song, they're saying, I don't really like rap music, but your shit is lit. That's what they say. So I think it's worth to
check it out.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. There's a song for everybody. I can tell you.
Look, when you go back home, how you think they're gonna feel this when you check this out, or when you're doing shows?
I think they're gonna be really surprised because I can tell you also, like, in the 3 months I was here, I was making also a lot of change in myself and my personality. And it's also
transcended
to the music.
You better transcend.
Right. Yeah. People know that song.
Sir.
But I can tell you, I'm really looking forward to coming back because I'm really motivated. I'm going to have some new projects in Germany. And things are going on. I can't really talk about them right now. But you all gotta stay tuned up because it's gonna be hard shit. It's gonna be really, really nice.
Emotion. Emotion. We got that emotion in the ocean.
Yeah, hey,
like, coming back like a lion, you know.
Definitely. We gonna come out there, man. You know what I'm saying?
I know.
Germany.
I know.
We coming out there. Two turned up. Rainbow L's. Dello D.
Forget Biden. And Trump.
That's crazy.
Banco Els Delo 2024. Frankfurt.
For presidents.
YRN.
No. Frankfurt. You don't know. Mad thing.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yo, any things you want to shout out over there, Delo D?
Yeah, so shout out to the homies, man.
Shout out to all
of course,
peoples, man.
Of course. Okay, I'm going to shout out to my homie Lupus.
Yes, sir.
You're
heard about you.
You always with me, brother. I love you very much.
Shout out, Lucas.
I'm going to shout out to my boy, Clemmy. He gave me the opportunity to work in the studio, to build myself up there, over there. And I'm really thankful for them that you always believed in my dreams. And I'm going to also believe in your dreams.
Word, MLK, baby. Got a dream.
And also, I'm gonna shout out to my best friend, Alejandro. You know what's up, bro. He got a child, a little girl.
Word.
And it's also like my own daughter.
Okay.
So, my brother, you know, big love.
Big love.
Yeah.
Falco, what you got, man? You got anything? It's my boy El Falco's birthday, man. Happy MF birthday to you, bro.
Snitched on me. They gonna hush puppy me, man.
Happy birthday to
happy
you,
G-Day.
Hush puppy me, man. You ain't even got no chains on today. What are you talking about?
Hey, man, I was chilling. I was low-key.
Yo, look.
Chilling with the broski.
That's the first time I've seen you without chains. You don't
even know me. Yo, last episode, he was rolled out. What are we talking about today?
Bust down a couple Apple Watches.
For your birthday, bro, I think I might wear 5 or 6 chains tomorrow.
What?
We fighting on my birthday.
You're gonna look like the guy from 18.
18? Mr. T.
Mr. T, yeah.
Walking lick. Yo, I might wear 2 rollies for your birthday.
2 rollies is crazy. Why?
Yeah,
it's only gonna come up like, yo, you doing way too much.
yo, the real shit, though, I can do all of that.
And they still ain't going to know.
I don't know.
I don't think he got on costume jewelry or something. Like, why you got? Look, she gonna ask him some crazy stuff. Why would you even wear 2 watches, stupid? You don't know that these are Rolex.
Yo, unless your name Drake, you gotta still work, bro. You still gotta put in
work. Listen, not everybody
can come to Germany. Man.
Not everybody is up on things that are things. Like, let's say you wear a pair of Rick Owens. Yeah, look at that dude over there in Converses. he's just wearing Converses, and he's just like, oh man. So you know. You gotta find where you can spend money and look like money, but don't do both too high. You gotta be in the midpoint of it. If you're going, man, you got an Audemars, which is crazy. That's not like a regular thing that people got. But let's say you just came into money. You bought that. The next day, you're gonna put it on, and you're like, yo, no one noticed. I spent $100,000 on a watch. No one's gonna notice. You're gonna have to say it openly. Oh, I got this on. Like, you know, I'm gonna bring the situation up with him. Yo, this man has multiple Rolexes. He decided one day to just, you know, go on Instagram.
It was the Drake shit.
Yeah.
What Drake said?
It's a rolling, not a stopwatch. Don't stop. Just a little slight stunt. Yeah. What are you know talking about? I didn't know you had a Rolex. This is the third one I wore around you.
This chick been knowing me for 2 years. Yeah,
it's crazy.
Really?
You like that? Crazy.
Shit.
Yeah, he was just wearing costume jewelry. He was never wearing a decent watch because I knew you were a decent, but I didn't know you spend money on things.
But anyway, the point, I don't even know how we went in that tangent, but nobody cares. Unless the dude trying to rob you, he's the only one that really cares.
What's that? Let me get that off. I know what that is.
That watch is nice. Yeah.
You ever in the alleyway and you hear, yeah. You know what time it is. Hey, on with that, I'm going to leave y'all with a laugh. 2 turned up. Let's do it.
Yo, 2 turned up. Shout out to De Lo D.
Yeah, thank
it's
you.
It's your boy Ray Banco. You know me. And it's
EL to the Z, FALCO. You already
know. Yo, follow us on the gram too, man.
Yeah,
like me on the gram.
And if she like blue checks, you know what I'm saying? I got
I'm
not trying to spend them blue checks.
Green Banco and everything.
Oh, wow. But yeah, follow us.
Yo, matter of fact.
Hey, spell it for my people in Germany.
R-A-N-B-A-Q. I don't even know how to spell my own name. R-A-N-B-A-N-Q-U-O. All
right.
And follow me on TikTok. Popping on TikTok. I've been telling people TikTok.
Oh, yeah. Follow me on the TikTok, too. Same name. ELZFALCO. That's my name on video games. If y'all trying to, you know, come through and I pop you in the brain, I'm insane. I'm just playing. But for real, ELZFALCO on everything. That's
everything.
Me. Ain't nobody got that name. It's my name. It's a brand name. Blue Magic. It's a brand name.
Yo, this boy's a fool on his birthday. What's your app, man? App these people.
Instagram, delo.official is delo dot OFFIZEL.
You.
It's in German official. And TikTok, same shit.
What Delo about the official? What about the Spotify, B? What's the name?
Oh, Spotify is Delo D. So it's D-E-L-O space D.
Yo, you can't get all of them the same? You're making it hard for the people.
Huh? I'm making it hard for the
people. Yeah, you're doing, you doing some Drake. Champagne Poppy and Drake. That's the same person?
It's this guy. Yeah, that's this guy. He's always posting Drake and his name Champagne Poppy.
Damn. 30 people took every variation of Drake it was.
Nah, he wanted to have an account that don't just go straight to Drake or something. I don't know. We gotta, if somebody can ask him about that, why not Drake or Aubrey?
He already took Drake by the time he was ready.
Bro, he can get it. Chris Brown did something like that.
Chris Brown dropped that.
Red. Nah, they said like when he went to TikTok, you know, of course there was 30,000 Chris Browns because a lot of stars didn't go straight to TikTok. So, you know, it was COVID, so he was like, he made an account. His name was, at first was like Chris Brown 3,605. So, yes. So it was funny. But then once people knew it was him, they was like, all right, bro, that's really him. So they, whoever had the regular Chris Brown account, they had to get kicked out of it. He got it. I don't know how what happened, but he did.
He went to the, you know, you can report somebody.
You gotta go. It's the real one.
All right, man. I think we out for real this time. Peace and love, Atlanta.
Peace and love.
We gonna be
and
doing
Germany.
The city.
Germany, take care. I'm coming back.
Yo, Germany, take care. I'm coming for the first time. My name Justin, and I'm trying to get just in.
Whoa.
Push your grill to the side like Bobby Brown.
Whoa.
All right, we out.
Turned up, yeah, too turned up. Yeah, you're on the radio, you know we too turned up. Too turned up, yeah, we too turned up. Tune in the radio, you know we too turned up. TooTurnedUp.com